Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. This season, join me for the Men of Faith in Business podcast takeover. Join me to hear the stories of powerful men of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. Super excited for this continued season of the Men of Faith takeover of the podcast. And I'm excited for our guest on this episode, Jesse A. Cole Jr. Jesse is a leading voice in faith-driven coaching. He is fueled by a passion of helping leaders gain deeper confidence, spiritual significance, boldness, and authenticity in their work and life. An organization and leadership development authority, he empowers faith-driven leaders to stand out and thrive in their industries. The author of 6 books, Jesse understands the power of sharing concepts that encourage and equip his audience to strengthen their leadership philosophy. His most recent book, Kingdom Confidence, demonstrating the power, authority, and influence of God in your life and business, available on Amazon, has allowed him to be featured in over 150 publications, including Fox 40, Fox 28, Newsnet, Digital Journal, Town Hall Finance, The Chronicle Journal, and International Business Times. That's an incredible list. Welcome to the show, Jesse. So glad to have you. Anything else you want to add that the audience should know?
That's pretty good. I'm a father and a husband. You know, that's very important. So making sure that everybody knows that I've been married for 15 years to my beautiful wife, Shalina, together for 17. We have 2 beautiful children, Dean and Naya. So that's extremely important to me that they know that.
Definitely, definitely. A man of faith and a married man with kids and married for, what did you say, 17 years?
Together 17, married for 15.
Oh, together 7. That is definitely a blessing and a joy. So thank you so much for sharing that. So as you know, this podcast is all about faith and business, and everyone's journey is different, right? We always talk about individual and unique journeys for business and faith. So I'd love for you to share with the audience your specific business journey. What has that looked like for you to become this amazing leader that you are right now? What has your journey really looked like?
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for inviting me to be a part of the show, to be an honored guest. I truly appreciate it. And just to really talk about my journey, it's all over the place. It's not as clean as some may think. It's all over the place. So my father was a pastor, and my mother was a teacher. So on the side, they had businesses. And so I saw them, you know, leading the church and planting churches and leading people in services and doing ministry. But then my father had a few restaurants and he would do some things around the neighborhood. And my mother would be a teacher. She had her own daycare, right? And so I saw as a kid, the blending of faith and business at an early age. And so that kind of was infused into who I am. And then I didn't really find my my kind of niche until later on in life. You know, of course, I did things around the neighborhood, like cut grass and cut hair and did things like that. So maybe that was my early stages of entrepreneurship. But it wasn't until maybe about 15 years ago that I began to see how I could use my gifts and my talents, my spiritual gifts and talents, and then use them in the marketplace. So that's when it pretty much started for me about 15 years ago.
I love that story because I love how it started with your parents. You know, not a lot of people have the example of entrepreneurial parents who are also faith-based parents. So you had a early example of combining the two in a way and seeing it in your parents. And it's definitely not a straight path, right? This whole thing called entrepreneurship and business ownership is not a straight path, but as you said, you can use your spiritual giftings in the marketplace. And that really is what business ownership and entrepreneurship is all about, using your giftings in the marketplace. So I love that. So share a little bit about your faith journey. Everyone's journey to become a believer in Jesus Christ is different. So what was your faith journey like?
Yeah, my faith journey, again, starts with my parents. You know, they raised us in a God-fearing household. I'm the oldest of four. And so, you know, I'm pretty much leading everything out for my brothers and my sister. We got started early in the church with, you know, doing ministry in church as far as leading worship or working the communion table or ushering or feeding the homeless. So that pretty much, it was ingrained in me at the early age, like, you know, this is who we are. This is what we believe in. This is who we serve. And it started with actually working in the church. But as I got older, I began to learn how to have relationship with Christ, relationship with God, relationship with Holy Spirit. So in the beginning, it was about doing the work. It was about showing up. It was about, okay, what has God called you to do as far as ministry? But then it shifted to, okay, God, I want to learn more about you. I want to walk with you. I want to learn how to, you know, do life in partnership with you. And that happened when I went off to college. And so I was raised in a denomination called the Church of Christ, right? Very strict, very staunch, no instrumental music, you know, all that very, you know, so that was my foundation. And it was a great foundation because it taught me discipline. It taught me how to rightly divide the word, right? It taught me the heart of the scripture. But then when I went off to college, that's when I learned about what kingdom looked like, because I went to a small Christian college in Virginia. Bluefield University is a liberal arts college. And we had multiple denominations there, Baptist, Pentecostal, like everybody was there. And I wasn't around my parents anymore. So now I could explore a little bit more. So every Sunday, I would go to a different church, a different denomination, because I really wanted to know what made us so different, but also what made us the same. And what made us different was just the way that we expressed our appreciation through our traditions, through our service. But what made us the same, for the most part, was that we all believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And so I began to build relationships around that versus, you know, around what we didn't have in common. The thread of connectivity was Christ, his blood, his love, his grace, his mercy. And that's what allowed me to build relationships with people, because of the commonality, not our differences. And then once I left college, came back home, brought that teaching with me, brought that relationship with me. And I began to, you know, live it out in the marketplace. Right. So that's been my faith journey from the time I was a child up until now.
Yeah. I love how your faith journey actually coincides with your business journey, right? The fact that your parents are the foundation of your faith journey and growing up in the church. And your church seems very similar to my church as far as Adventist, very strict, no music. I can totally relate to that strict upbringing. But I also hear that a lot of people, when they go to college is almost like that wilderness experience. It's leaving the safety and sanctity of your foundation and then getting into this atmosphere where there's so many ways that you can go and there's so much exposure and things that you can get into. But I love that what you were exposing yourself to was different denominations, right? You weren't exposing yourself necessarily to the worldly stuff, but actually digging deeper when it comes to this journey of faith and what it looks like for you, and actually visiting other churches and experiencing, as you said, the similarities and the differences, and knowing at the core, the similarity is believers in Jesus Christ, a love for Jesus Christ, a belief in Jesus Christ. And that really was the foundation of your faith. And then taking that understanding and knowing that there's a relationship involved. You know, a lot of times when we grow up in the church, it's a church thing, it's a religion thing. But then you have to know God for yourself. And that's where relationship comes in. So I see all of that in your faith journey. So I love that. Yeah. So as you know, this podcast is about faith business. What made you decide to combine the two? Like, you can be a believer and a Christian and pray and do all the good things, but not necessarily be vocal about it on your business platform. What was that decision making for you that you actually wanted to the kingdom in the marketplace, right? Make the decision that that's what your business was going to be about. What did that look like for you, combining that faith and business?
I've never seen them as separate. I didn't have to try hard to do this, to be this. Now, I don't want to give the impression that it was easy, that it was perfect, that it was seamless. It wasn't, because you have some internal battles. You have those limiting beliefs, those irrational fears, all these different things, because my background is in education. So when I came out of school, I started immediately working, almost immediately in education, around, you know, mentoring kids and deputy instructor and working in schools and dean of students and basketball coach and choir. Like, I was always at school, right? And so in education, it's all about what have you done, or who do you know, or how many letters do you have behind your name? It's all about the chasing the clout and making sure that you stay above the crowd, making sure that you are always visible, right? And so that was a big challenge for me when I began to go into business, because that mindset, it doesn't work in kingdom. In kingdom, it's not about what you've done. It's about what God is doing, what God has done. Kingdom is not about your accolades. It's about doing business in partnership with God, right? And so even though I never really separated the two, when once I finally decided to do it, I had to learn how to unlearn those things that I learned in the world system: competition over collaboration, making sure that if I win, that means you have to lose, all these different things I had to break. And not, you know, you don't know this, but I was also a college basketball player. So competition is embedded in me. Like I step on the court and I want to win. In practice, I want to win. When I'm by myself on the court with myself, I want to beat myself. So it's always the competition there. And so I had to unlearn that when I'm doing business in partnership with God, it's not about me leaning into my own understanding. It's about acknowledging Him, and He can direct my path, right? So being spirit led. So there, I don't believe that there really is a separation. I think we have to unlearn some things, but I don't believe there really is a separation, because if God is the God of your soul, He can be the God of your business. He is the God of your business. If He's the source to, you know, provide for you and your family, He's also the source to provide for you and your business, to bring you the clients that you need. So there really is no separation between the sacred and the sacred and the secular. There is no separation.
Yeah, so true, so true. And I love the unlearning part, right? Because I feel it's something that we all have to go through. There's things that we learn, whether it's in the world, even sometimes false teaching in the church, right? So there's things that we have to, in our journey, unlearn to actually be the person that God created us to be in the marketplace. And I love that it was an easier thing for you to combine the two things, because you're like, there's no separation. You know, some people are like, well, I had to really fight hard and decide, is this the thing that I really want to do? Because sometimes you can be in the closet about it. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but not everyone knows. So you're kind of like waving the flag, you know, when you're doing it in the marketplace. So I love that that decision came fairly easy to you, because you felt like there was no separation between the two things. So I think that's great. So one of the things as believers that I think a lot of us struggle with is making sure that we're hearing from God, knowing that it's God's voice, especially when it comes to decision making in business, knowing that this is a God thing and not just a good thing to do, right? So recognizing and understanding, as you mentioned, being led by the Holy Spirit, what that looks like. What does it look like to you to know that you're hearing from God, that this is God's voice? What does that look like to you when it comes to the space of business?
Yeah. If peace accommodates instruction, I know it's from God. If I have a sense of peace, and that can only happen if you're in relationship with Him, right? And so if I'm in relationship with you, I know your voice. I know your tendencies. I know your character. I know if you look a certain way, what you really mean. I know if you move a certain way, what that could possibly mean. So I've been watching you. I've been in relationship with you. And that, in order to hear from God, I believe we have to be in relationship with Him. We all look different in our relationships, right? For me, you know, mine is, I'm walking with Him every day. I'm hearing His voice every day. I'm worshiping throughout the day. I'm asking Him, okay, God, what is my next step? I'm learning how to ask God, God, what is my next step versus what are my next 10 steps, right? So learning, you know, how to hear his voice that way through prayer. Somebody else that might be a liturgical dancer, they may hear God when they dance, right? Somebody else who might be a plumber, they might hear God when they're actually doing the work or studying, you know? So we all have relationship with him and it's understanding what that looks like and then being obedient to whatever the moment requires when he prompts us to move, right? And so for me, it looks like going on prayer walks, right? When I'm going on prayer walks, I'm not worried about anything else. That's my opportunity to just receive from him, receive strategy, receive my next step, receive strategy around my marriage, around being a parent, right? So for me, it's about prayer walks and just being in constant communication with him throughout the day.
Yeah, that's so important. It all starts with that personal relationship because God knows everything about us. He knows every hair on our head. So he knows how to communicate with us based on our personalities. That's why a personal relationship is so important. And of course, prayer is key. You know, as you talked about prayer walks, you know, just going on a prayer walk and you will get ideas or thoughts or things that come to you as you pray and as you walk. God can give you strategy for your business and it looks different for everyone, but just knowing, you know, being in personal relationship with Jesus Christ gives you the opportunity to hear from God. And he's always speaking. It's up to us to actually listen, be still and listen to what he's saying for the strategies that he's providing us for sure. So I love that. So you mentioned also that you pray for the next step, right? You're not looking for the entire plan. You know, we had to unlearn in business that 5-year plan, that 10-year plan that they tell you to create and just follow God's steps and God's leading. As his word said, he will order our steps, right? So sometimes in life, we may have a misstep, right? Where we think maybe that was God and we start to move in that direction and realize it really wasn't because things are not working out at all. So what happens when you have a misstep?
Yeah, I believe even our missteps, like God covers that with his grace as well, right? Because he knows everything, omnipresent, omniscient, all knowing everywhere. So he knows, because we are his children, he knows our tendencies, right? And so I believe that even when we have a misstep, his grace is still there. So many missteps I've had, you know, things I'm like, God, I know I heard you. But then when I look back on it, I might have been disobedient in this one little area and it threw everything else off. Right. And so oftentimes we feel as if we are 99% obedient, then we are OK. No, 99% obedience is 100% disobedience. Let me say that again for somebody who's listening. 99% obedience is 100% disobedience. But that's not a condemn. That's not condemning you, right? Because God's grace can cover that 1%, right? I look at God's grace as this. Have you ever been late on a bill and the company, they give you a 15-day or 30-day grace period. And that grace period is enough time for you to get it right. So your service still stays on. You're still able to benefit from their offer until you get it right. I believe that's how I see God's grace. God's grace, number one, it makes me look better than what I really am, right? And number two, it gives me room to get it right, right? And so even when you make that misstep, God's grace gives you space to get it right, to get back into alignment.
Yeah, so good, so good. Missteps are a part of it. We're human, right? We're going to make mistakes and God gives us grace. That's the whole point of making mistakes. And I love that example because it's funny because I have a bill that's overdue right now, keeping it real. And I was like, man, I know they give us a grace period. How many days is it? Is it 2 or 3 days? And I paid the bill this morning. But the same thing dropped in my spirit as I was thinking to myself, how many days is that grace period? And the word grace came up. I thought, man, that's just like God giving us grace. Mm-hmm. So it's funny that you gave that same example when I was thinking just this morning because I'm about to pay my late bill. That I have grace. I have a grace period and God gives us a grace period. So we have to thank God for that grace period. And I love what you said about disobedience. So sometimes the misstep isn't that we stepped in the wrong direction, but we didn't fully do what God had called us to do or told us to do. We maybe did 90%, maybe 95%, maybe 50%, but it wasn't that 100% obedience that God is looking for. And that still is a misstep. That's still not going in the right direction. So we have to pay attention to be fully obedient to what God is asking us to do in the marketplace. So I love that. So some of the signature questions that I ask every episode, every season, including this Men of Faith takeover of the podcast, I have two signature questions around faith and business. And the first one is, how would you define the power of faith? How would you actually define the power of faith to someone?
That is a big, big question, Nadine. Defining the power of faith. I can share with you what I believe about faith. So faith is the connecting agent between your present and your future, right? So you see a desire reality, you know, you have the desires in your heart. And oftentimes our desire reality is bigger than what our capabilities can accommodate. And so it's going to require something bigger than us to get us there. Not in our hands. It's not what we have in our hands. It's not our degrees, how much money we've made, how many people we're influencing, how big our community is. You know, in your case, how many downloads you have on your podcast, how many coaching clients. Listen, those things don't factor into this. It's your willingness to believe beyond your capability. It's our willingness to say, okay, God, this is bigger than me, or I don't have the resources to get this done in my own strength. I'm leaning into you. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. I'm leaning into you. I acknowledge that you are bigger than me, but this issue is not bigger than you. So that means you have control over it. So I acknowledge that. And I acknowledge you have the resources, that you are the resource to get me there. I acknowledge that I don't know the way. And you know the way. The word says, His word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, right? And so that denotes to me that if it's a lamp, if there's a lamp present, that means there's darkness around. Because if there wasn't any darkness, we wouldn't need the lamp. So as I'm walking this dark path, as I'm walking this path where I don't know what's really going on, I'm leaning into your presence. I'm leaning into your word. I'm leaning into your will to help me accomplish this desire reality, which is your will. And so faith is the connecting agent between where we are, our current reality, and our desire reality.
I love that. And it's a willingness to believe beyond what we can do, right? Willingness to believe that, okay, I can't do this. So somebody else has to step in. Hello, God. Have faith that you will accomplish it because I can't. So I love that bridge, you know, between that gap between where we're at and where we want to be, and having and believing faith that God can do that for us. Love it. So how would you define the power of business?
Yeah, so I believe, as far as, again, I'd have to give you from my own personal perspective, business allows me to do God's work at a broader scale, right? It allows me to be creative, to use all of my spiritual gifts to do what He's called me to do, and not just the marketplace, but the world. This business is simply an avenue to get God's work done. For me, that's what it is. I've worked in corporate. That was an avenue. I've worked in nonprofit. That was an avenue. I've worked in education. That was an avenue. So all of these different avenues or these platforms that God gives us to get His work done, I look at business as that, an avenue or a platform to get God's work done in the earth.
Awesome. An avenue or platform to get God's work done in the earth. So, so big. Love it, love it, love it. So if someone would like to learn a little bit more about you or connect with you, to connect with the work that you do in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah. So there are three doors to this Kingdom Confidence message that I want to invite you to. The first door is our Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group called Kingdom Confidence Community that is growing exponentially. And so be a part of that. It's a free group. Just, you know, join and I'll let you in. And you can see everything that we have there, from teachings to interviews to conferences, everything that is the Kingdom Confidence. Like, that's the hub for Kingdom Confidence, the Kingdom Confidence community on Facebook, right? Another way is currently we are I'm giving away my book, Kingdom Confidence, for free. And so you can go to coachjessecole.com/KC free book to get your free book. You just pay for shipping. I'm giving away 100 copies for free. That's another way that you can learn more about the heart of this Kingdom Confidence message and the heart of me as the leader as well. And then the next way you can connect with us is by investing in the Kingdom Confidence Bootcamp. So coachjessecole.thinkific.com. That is the Kingdom Confidence Bootcamp there. And you can go to our online coaching program, and you can do it at your pace as well. So those are three doors that we currently have open for those who are interested in learning more, not just about me, but this mandate of Kingdom Confidence that God has called me to present to the marketplace.
Love it, love it, love it. So many ways to connect through content, through courses, through community. So make sure you go ahead and connect on all those places that he mentioned. So thank you so much, Jesse, for being a part of the Men of Faith takeover of the Women Faith Plus Business podcast.
It's been my pleasure. I had so much fun.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736. 4736.